This is Glenn Hauser with World of Radio 18-27. World of Radio is a listener-supported public service program about communications around the world. On this edition, recorded May 26th, Algeria, Antarctica, Australia, Bangladesh, Bougainville, Brazil, Colombia, Congo, Cuba, Czechia, Egypt, France, Gambia, Greece, India, Micronesia, Mongolia, Papua New Guinea, Slovakia, Solomon Islands, UAE, UK, USA, Yemen, Zambia, and the Propagation Outlook. Standard disclaimer, Dr. Hans-Jörg Biener in Germany reports on a monitoring project he carried out of Algerian radio's morning broadcasts, which are actually transmitted via France. The schedule currently is 04-06 UT on 7295, 5-6 on 9535, and 6-7 on 11985. He says, monitoring showed there are two clearly separate streams in the morning. From 05-06, 7295 and 9535 are not in parallel. During the entire three-hour block, he showed that part of the programming is pre-recorded. An identical program appeared at 05 on 9535 and at 06 on 11985. This was the only hour to include some French, starting with news on the hour, otherwise in Arabic. He also says there seemed to be 15-minute programs in Arabic, reminding him of Christian quarter hours, a hymn and a thing, with a musical introduction, introductory announcement, a talk, possibly with a musical interlude and a closing announcement. Do you have an old QSL from the American Forces Antarctic Network when it was on shortwave 6012? It may be too valuable to keep. Artie Bigley, who keeps an eye on eBay, says that DXer Paul Ormandy in New Zealand has sold his AFAN QSL for $224.5. Ron Howard in California keeps trying to hear World of Radio affiliate Unique Radio in New South Wales, the low-power station on 3210. And he succeeds in hearing a carrier, but has been unable to hear any audio so far, such as May 22nd at 11:28 and 12:36 UT. By the way, Ron is DXing from a slightly different beach location. Some noise level developed at Asilomar State Beach, which had been his favorite in the Monterey area, but now he's listening from Pacific Grove. Several DXers were surprised to hear Bangladesh Bitar 4750.0, their home service frequency, on the air at a very unusual time, May 20th, such as Aker Peterson in Denmark, between 1920 and 2115, an all-night service apparently, in Bengali with folk songs and IDs, news, weather, sports, and talks. Stephen Cooper in England was also hearing it that date as late as 2130 UT, which is 3:30 a.m. Bangladesh time. So, what was the occasion? There were several speculations for extending their schedule, which had been 1228 until 1707 UT, according to the IB schedules. The reactivated Jorge Freitas in Brazil was hearing it at 2232, as late as 2240. On the ADX list, Frank Kreuzinger suggested it may have been in honor of Buddha's birthday. Joe's Jacob in India thought it may have been an emergency broadcast caused by Cyclone Roanu. Likewise, Alokesh Gupta in India, who says there were special weather bulletins in Bengali because of Cyclone Roanu. But Mauno Ritola in Finland says, I asked Bangladesh Bitar and they replied, the 4750 transmitter is sometimes run on emergency because of over-temperature in the heat exchanger unit. The normal transmission time is 0530 until 1730, converted to UT. Ron Howard in California was listening to NBC Bougainville 3325, Sunday, May 22nd, from 1026 to 1130, but again from 1204 until past 1305. This was well past their normal cutoff time, around 1200. That final hour was the full Sunday edition of the syndicated weekly show presented by Stacy Rose, which Ron enjoys, Island Praise, playing pop and religious songs, and, as I recall, originating in the Caribbean. You may recall when Bougainville showed up with a new transmitter testing a few weeks ago, they were also trying another frequency, 6020. That would normally be on in the daytime, but they were testing it at night, allowing us to hear it. And now that frequency has been heard once again. Bruce Churchill in California says on May 24th at 0640, he could tell there was a station there talking in English or Pidgin. Silence from 657 to 700. NBC News on the hour, including weather and sports in English. Then back into Pidgin. An NBC Bougainville ID at 0710 when it suddenly left the air. That may have been when they switched to 3325, which wasn't propagating quite that early. The next night, May 25th, Ron Howard in California also heard 6020 from NBC Bougainville, going off the air suddenly at 0702 during the news. To the Radio Escutas group, Luis Shiny Neto in São Paulo, Brazil, reports the reactivation of Radio Inconfidencia in Belo Horizonte on 6010 after some transmitter maintenance as of May 25th. It's always been slightly off frequency before, as well as the Colombian on 6010, so they'll probably be heterodyning each other. However, I've not heard the Colombian lately myself. And right up the dial from there on 6020, another Brazilian is now active, says Daniel Williams in Mato Grosso. It's Rádio Gaúcha, 6020, heard with a 7:10 a.m. time check during a morning newscast when it was 10:10 UT. May 25th. If it's on in the evenings, it will be clashing with those China relays via Albania, which dominate the frequency here. Ron Howard in California reports on listening to Radio Congo on 6115. On May 19th at 0527, we had a faint carrier from Radio Nikkei 2 in Japan. He was sure that was it because whenever Congo is on the air, it's many times stronger than Japan. And in fact, at 5:38, the Congo signal suddenly came on in French, and by 0550, he could hear some of the music from Japan underneath. As late as midnight 30 UT, not much may be propagating here on 16 meters, except a very strong signal from Radio Havana, Cuba on 17730. The half hour at midnight UT is scheduled to be in Quechua. However, we hear it in French instead, such as on May 21st. So is Quechua kaput or what? RHC's own schedule also had the wrong frequency for Quechua, 15370. It's probably significant that the Radio Havana website has no page in Quechua, and I'm not sure it ever did, although it recently added Italian, which is a language not yet on shortwave. Guarani was another Native American language that expired from RHC without notice. There are other gross errors on the Radio Havana website schedule, such as English to Chicago at 20 to 21 on 11670, as well as 19 to 20 on 15140, while in fact the 15140 broadcast replaced 11670, and the move an hour earlier for daylight time happened a month before that. Then we have another version of the schedule from Arnie Coro via Wolfgang Büschel, which omits the 19 UT broadcast completely. Richard Lemke in Alberta tells me he enjoys listening to the Radio Prague Czechia relays via WRMI. On weekends, they're at 0300 UT on 9955 in English. UT Sunday magazine and mailbox. UT Monday, a 30-minute music program. Radio Cairo is no doubt the worst possible source for news or breaking news about the plane crash on May 19th. However, I must point out that while the media insist on referring to it as the Egypt Air Flight 804, that's totally ambiguous, since there is a flight number like that every night from Paris to Cairo. It is not flights which crash, it is individual aircraft, and its unique call sign was SUGCC, Sierra Uniform Golf Charlie Charlie. Now that we are getting into deep summer propagation conditions, it is again possible to hear the only English hour from Radio France International on shortwave, 0607 UT on 13725. I was awake that late, May 24th, of course, that's 1 a.m. Central Time, so it's not convenient for North America, but it was 10 over 9 with their Paris Live a.m. newscast. Wolfgang Büscher was also listening to that transmission on May 20th and says it was 51 hertz on the high side of the frequency. The program on that occasion was Inside This Week, about migration and crime into Europe. He says it's one of the unstable Issoudun transmitters due to the odd frequency, and the audio feed line seems disturbed by the sound of a woodpecker or a hammer knocking in the background. Furthermore, there was utility radio teletype interference. David Koenig in England of Interval Signals Online reports on the Friday-only broadcast of Radio Free Gambia, 15465. Heard May 20th from Sinon at 19 UT until abruptly off in mid-sentence at 19:56. The programming consisted entirely of a long talk in an unidentified language, no music, starting with Islamic greetings. If there was an ID in there, he says, I didn't recognize it. Occasional English phrases such as civil resistance and passive resistance indicate the political nature of the lecture. His reception was via Global Tuner remote in Grenoble, French Alps. The Voice of Greece, usually but not always active on 9420 and 9935, sometimes 11645, is now EQSLing. They have four nice designs featuring some ancient art, so far reported by Jose Miguel Romero Romero in Spain and Adam Grzegnia in Poland. The person to whom reports were sent by Jose was Dimitris Gazidelis. I'll spell his address. DGAZIDELLIS at ERT.gr. He's the Director of Network Development and Operations at ERT. Jonas Jacob in India says some regional shortwave stations of All India Radio have been discontinued. They're no longer on the printed schedules for the current season received from All India Radio. These are 50 kilowatt units. I'll just give the nighttime frequency, but each one has a daytime frequency, or used to, in the 6 or 7 megahertz bands. Kolkata 4820, Shimla 4860, Imphal 4775, Itanagar 4990, and Kohima 4850, which will be especially bad news for Ron Howard, who enjoys hearing that station. It has reactivated on rare occasions. Maybe it still will. And this is in addition to five other 50-kilowatt stations taken off the air in September of 2014, in case you haven't caught up. Those are Gorakhpur 3945, Guwahati 4940, Jammu 4830, Mumbai 4840, and Ranchi 4960. So the number of shortwave stations of AIR have been reduced from 30 to 20. DX India, Joes adds that the external service of AIR has also deleted several transmissions, including the Sesquiaran English at 1330 on 11620, just as I suspected, since I've not been hearing it for quite a while, but it's still on two other frequencies from another site, 9690 and 13710. Another dropped English was 1745 to 1945 on 17670. Via AM, FM, Internet, Satellite, and Shortwave, World of Radio, 1827. Consult our website for much more information, worldofradio.com. Both it and this program are non-commercial. Our thanks this week for voluntary financial support from Jelle Kaufman in the Netherlands, who says, "Hi, Glenn, keep being awesome." A contribution via PayPal came in Euro to WORADIO at yahoo.com. One may also contribute by check or money order in U.S. funds to P.O. Box 1684, ENID OK 73702. Ron Howard in California reports hearing RRI Nabire, Indonesia, 20 hertz below 7290, May 21st from 0839 until off at 0907. He says, "Not often I hear decent audio from it, and this was well above the norm with pop songs and talk in Bahasa Indonesia. At 0849, reciting from the Quran, some Middle East-type music and sing until it suddenly went off at 9:07. And Ron Howard in California recollects that it's now been a full year since PMA The Cross, Micronesia, went off the air from 4755. So he contacted the station again and got this reply from Sylvia Kalau of Pacific Mission Aviation on May 20th. "Sorry, Ron, we have not put the station back on shortwave as it doubles the price for power, and we do not have an engineer in charge of the station. We are one missionary pastor and wife on Pohnpei and are grateful to be broadcasting to Pohnpei Island on FM 88.5. Whenever we are able to get the shortwave on the air, we will notify you. Until then, thanks for checking on us and missing us." So Ron says it doesn't sound very promising for the return of shortwave. Bruce Churchill agrees. Only one pastor and his wife on the island. No way they can return to shortwave without assistance from HCJB, which helped them get on the air in the first place. Chris Kodlek in South Korea tells us about a DX test from Mongolia on 1431 kilohertz medium wave. It's running from May 25th through 28th, sometime between 13 and 17 UT, the power between 100 and 500 kilowatts. There's a complicated address to send MP3 recordings, and no information from him about who is carrying out this test. However, we know that Mongolia has previously served as a secret relay site for Radio Free Asia. Mongolia is a big country, and they don't even say where this is coming from in Mongolia. But Wolfgang Büschel and Kai Ludwig soon conclude that it's the site at the eastern end of the country, not far from the Chinese border, at a place called Choibalsan, which has had a 1350 kilohertz, 500 kilowatt transmitter relaying various Western stations. So it must be that unit, but the frequency is being changed, which looks like a good choice because there aren't any high-power East Asian stations already on 1431. Then we have a separate word from Chris Greenway in England that it's Babcock carrying out this test. It is hoped it will be audible in Korea and Northeast China. The tests identify as being from Babcock. Stephen Cooper wonders, is this in preparation for a BBC Korean service on medium wave, which has been publicized as starting up this year? And the answer is yes. And back to Chris Kadlik in Seoul, who did hear this on the first day of the test, May 25th. He says the distance is a sesquimegameter from Choibalsan. Good signal at 35 to 40 dBU, peaking to 50, but there's adjacent interference from 1440. He quotes part of what he heard. "This is a test transmission broadcasting on 1431 kilohertz with a low tone, and then you're listening to a test transmission on 1431 kilohertz medium wave and a high tone." And then back to the other announcement, alternating low and high tones, it seems. He says, "Please note this is a test specifically targeting listeners here in Korea and not for DXers, so do not bother with any QSL requests." But it is a new country for him. Of course, I must point out, once the BBC service to North Korea is underway, it will surely be jammed. We hope it's a temporary absence, but Ron Howard notes that One Talk Radio Light, Papua New Guinea, had no signal 50 hertz below 7325 at 0908 or 930 at UT May 21st, when it's in the clear, nor May 20th after China Radio International cut off at 1253. Yes, they're still cutting off earlier than before, but they resume a few minutes later. Ron is also still hearing the reactivated Radio Sakha from Yakutsk, Russia, on 7295, parallel 7345. May 21st, with their Jews Harp interval signal and time pips at 1000 UT, its usual format. They're in the clear until CNR1 comes on at 1100, and Sakha starts an hour earlier at 09 UT. Along with his earlier comments about Radio Prague relayed by WRMI, Richard Lemke in Alberta says this about Radio Slovakia International. You may not know that they have an English broadcast Saturday and Sunday at 21 UT on 13695. On Saturday, it's a recap of the past week, and on Sunday, Listener's Tribune. Ron Howard reports that Solomon Islands 5020.0 was staying on the air longer than its usual sign-off at 12 UT. May 20th, it was relaying One Talk FM, not to be confused with a station of the same name in PNG, from 1244 until suddenly off at 1330. Identical reception the day before, and it also cut off at the same time. The ID, this is One Talk FM 96.3, good times, great music. He says, very nice to find them running well past their normal 1200 UT sign-off on two consecutive days. So maybe there will be more. If you hear a BBC or American shortwave service considerably off frequency, it may well be via the Aldabaya UAE transmitter site. Wolfgang Buschel has these observations. Mashal Radio in Pashto to Afghanistan was heard at 0610 UT on 15359.985. However, not only was it slightly off frequency, but it says something wrong with this transmitter, as the SDR program screen shows the modulation was only on lower sideband, nothing on upper sideband, like it's notched out. And another UAE frequency, 124 hertz above 15420 with BBC World Service in English via Aldabaya, heard at 0618 UT. He says Babcock uses excellent technical personnel in Wuverton, Oman, Ascension Island, and Thailand. But the staff in the UAE are very different, with a lower skill level of professional knowledge, I assume. As I was listening to France in English on 13725 after 06 UT, May 24th, I tuned down the dial and found an even better signal from BBC World Service, 13580, 20 over 9. This is 250 kilowatts, 315 degrees from Madagascar for 2 hours at 06 to 08. It exits Africa over Casablanca and crosses America from Chicago through northern Kansas, so it's only about 3 degrees off from my true direction of 312 degrees. Unfortunately, BBC cannot stop the signal from carrying on to this shortwave target it has abandoned, but at least it's in the middle of the night when the audience will be as small as possible. Although I don't have a yacht, it's always interesting when I run across WCY, the Bel Ami Marine Weather Center in Lakeland, Florida, as I did May 23rd, at 1246 UT on 12350 USB. A guy called Chris Parker gives out informal but detailed and authoritative marine weather info for clients. Among other times and frequencies, this weekday net starts at 1230. Of course, when there are hurricanes, there may be more. Read much more about it at his website, which is secure, www.mwxc.com. Speaking of which, Mike Terry forwards news from ARRL that the National Hurricane Center in Miami is conducting its annual station test Saturday, May 28th, from 13 to 21 UT in advance of the hurricane season, The ham call there is WX4NHC, just to get everything set up and running. They have a number of different frequencies and bands they'll be using, but they'll try to especially appear on the Hurricane WatchNet frequency of 14325. We're especially grateful for the multiple times the two U.S. shortwave stations provide World of Radio, WRMI and WBCQ, but for the record, one of those has apparently been replaced by something else, UT Monday Midnight 30 on 7730. We continue on WBCQ 9330 variable, compatible USB, daily at 2330, except on Saturdays an hour earlier at 2230. As I check this frequency almost every day, I found something interesting in addition. Another transmitter, which is on AM and on a slightly different frequency, had been testing for a few days but not heard any longer, carrying other programming such as Brother Stare or relaying Pirate Joe's WHVW from near New York City. I was hearing that until May 22nd, and it was on the air not only in the evenings but in the mornings. Although I heard it the weekend before on 9370, the new African service of WWRB showed up on an entirely new and better frequency the following weekend, Saturdays and Sundays, May 21st and 22nd. It's 15240, thanks to Bob LaRose in San Diego, who spotted it first. Dave comes on earlier by 16 UT, but the clandestine for Uganda, who's proper identity we still do not know, aired both days between 17 and 19 in a Ugandan language. But the best thing about these and other WWRB broadcasts is when Dave is on live in monologues talking about the shortwave broadcasting business and his primary occupation, aviation. Mauno Ridgela in Finland has been monitoring carefully the Yemeni clandestine, or not, on 11860, which for many months has appeared to switch between at least two different transmitters at different times of day. He says, as of May 22nd, as Hans-Jürg Biener has shown, there are two transmitters carrying Yemeni programming and overlapping for 5 or 6 minutes. The stronger one goes until 0901 UT, 2 hertz below 11860. And another one started today at 0856, much weaker here, and a slight echo during the overlap time. I don't dare go down to 0.5 hertz values on such a high frequency, but it's a slightly different one. Then on May 24th, Mauno says at 18 UT, the one on the nominal frequency, exactly 11860, signed off at 1758. The other one, 2 hertz below, was already on at 1752 when I tuned in. Voice of Hope Zambia continues on 9680 only. Some transmissions have been interrupted not only by power failures from the utility, but by fried lizard shorting out something in the transmitter. We may hear it starting at 05 UT on Monday through Friday, and maybe after 14 UT when the China radio war is over on Saturdays and Sundays. The propagation outlook from Boulder, ANKNC, is peaking at 15 and 4 May 30th, 35 and 6 on June 4th with G2 storms. Solar flux rising from 85 May 27th to 100 by June 9th. Glenn Hauser concluding World of Radio 1827.